A judge has made a preliminary ruling in the Dyea Campground host cabin lawsuit. And the Southeast Conference is coming to Haines this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. A state judge has put the use of Skagway's municipal campground host cabin in Dyea on hold, pending a legal challenge by nearby lodge owners. The cabin cannot be used until a permitting issue for the 320-square-foot structure is resolved. The municipality of Skagway constructed the cabin inside the Dyea Flats Municipal Campground last fall using CARES Act funding. The municipality also offered that cabin, a little over 9 miles from the historic downtown, up for nightly rentals last winter for $50 a night. The nightly rentals were later canceled because of the threat of a lawsuit. The assembly then passed a resolution to make the cabin available free of charge between mid-October and mid-April. Fred and Kathy Hosford of the Chilkoot Trail Outpost say that the cabin would directly compete with their nearby lodging business, and it was built without proper permitting. The judge, Daniel Shalley, issued a preliminary injunction last week, ordering that all use of the cabin stop immediately. According to court documents, the municipality of Skagway failed to prove that proper permitting had been acquired and also failed to show how the municipal code should offer an exemption to the usual permitting process. The Hosfords' Anchorage-based attorney Stacy Stone sees this as a win.
We're very pleased with the court's decision that was issued with regard to the preliminary injunction. We believe that it's a basic constitutional matter of fundamental fairness that the government follow its own rules and not just require its citizenry to follow its rules.
But the judge did not rule in favor of the Hosfords' claims that the cabin presents an undue financial burden upon their business. That means if the municipality resolves the permitting issues, the cabin would once again be usable. According to municipal code, before beginning construction on any project, a building permit is required. Also, because of the cabin's location on the Dyea Flats, a conditional use permit would be necessary. Additionally, according to the State Fire Marshal's Office, a fire marshal review is necessary if the building's going to be used as an office or if it's to be rented out on a nightly basis, regardless of the cost of rental. The Planning and Zoning Commission meets next on October 15th. That's where the municipality can make the case to obtain the building and conditional use permits. The fire marshal's review would be conducted through the state office in Anchorage. The Hosfords' attorney, Stacy Stone, says if the case is ultimately successful, the couple could be entitled to some money.
There are statutes in Alaska that provide for prevailing parties to recoup their attorney's fees.
Or if the permitting is not achievable, the cabin might need to be removed. Skagway's borough manager Brad Ryan and the Juneau-based attorney for the municipality, Robert Blasco, both declined to comment. The next phase of the lawsuit will be the discovery phase, in which both sides will be asked to produce documents that could be used as evidence in the case. Southeast Conference's annual summit, bringing together civic and business leaders from across the region, is scheduled to open on Tuesday in Haines. As KHNS's Corinne Smith reports, this year's event will be a mix of in-person and online sessions with COVID protocols for those who show up in person. Panels will feature political and industry leaders from across Southeast Alaska, gathering to discuss economic development and the future of the region.
This year, Southeast Conference's annual meeting will be a blended event, with panel sessions both in person in Haines and broadcasting virtually. Southeast Conference's Executive Director Robert Venables says they're expecting about 150 people to attend in person.
We're expecting everyone that shows up to have been vaccinated or tested negative before arriving in Haines. We're going to mask up throughout the event. And for the most part, we're sequestering on the fairground. So we're going to use local caterers to bring food in and make sure that we're as safe and sequestered as possible.
Venables says participants' tables will be spaced out at the conference venue at Harriet Hall, with hand-washing stations provided and hall doors open for airflow. The usual after-hours events and social mixers have been canceled. He said if participants do contract COVID while in Haines, they've made special arrangements.
We've worked out an arrangement with Airlift Northwest that they will come and extract any of our attendees that test positive during the 60-hour event that we have there in Haines. So we have a provision so that we can address that.
Elected officials, industry, and tribal leaders will meet to discuss a wide variety of economic development issues, from rebounding tourism, healthcare, and broadband internet, to President Biden's infrastructure bill, mariculture, and mining development. Speakers include Alaska's congressional delegation, Angela Rodell, CEO of the Alaska Permanent Fund, and Sea Alaska's CEO, Anthony Mallett. Robert Venables said finding accommodations for participants in town has been challenging, but he hopes the in-person and virtual format of the conference aims to be inclusive.
This hopefully will serve to help others figure out how to have a meaningful event and get business done, bring the causes and the resources together. We have quite a number of individuals and agencies coming that's going to really be helpful to Haines and the region in rebuilding after a very disastrous year.
Southeast Conference begins in Haines and online on Tuesday, September 14th through Thursday, September 16th. There's more information on how to register at seconference.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
Haines reported 7 new positive COVID-19 cases on Friday for a total of 32 active cases. Skagway reported 1 new case for a total of 5. Klokwan is currently reporting 0 active cases. Health officials urge anyone with symptoms to seek testing at their local clinic. 4 KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.